All right, welcome to What's Your Price podcast. I'm excited. This is the second one in person. I'm sitting here with funny comedian Randy Villaria. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Number two, huh?
This is my second one in person. This is we've done like 12 episodes, but this is the second one in person to person.
Pandemic's coming to an end.
Yeah,
thank,
it's a lot.
Thank God,
it's a lot better, a lot more fun this way.
Absolutely.
So. Well, cool. So this is the. I mean, I know you know the idea of the podcast. Okay. I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to tell me how much money it would take for you to do certain things.
All right.
And we'll get into that. But first of all, I know who you are.
Sure.
You're from Jersey, right?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Boston.
No. So I am from New York City originally. I'm from Queens, New York originally. I moved to Boston in 2011. I didn't start comedy until 2016. I started comedy in Boston. So technically, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a very proud New Yorker. But my comedy roots are in Boston.
Okay, so I just already pissed you off by saying Jersey.
I mean, it's...
just right off the gate.
It's like the Bloods and the Crips, you know?
It's
not even that. It's not like a vendetta. It's even worse. It's like New Yorkers look down their nose at New Jersey. So calling them, you know, saying they're from New Jersey is, you know, a little bit of a slap in the face.
Okay, but isn't your team the Jets?
They are, and they are in New Jersey, and they stink just like New Jersey. So
okay.
So
that's how I'm confused, because I live my life by sports. And I'm like, dude, I know he's a Jets fan, so he's got to be from Jersey. But how did that all happen?
Yeah, so there's basically two camps in New York City. You're either Mets, Jets, you know, Knicks, or you're, I guess now in New York, a lot of people have just left the Knicks, so they're more Yankees, Giants, Nets.
Okay.
I think that's kind of the breakdown now. So my grandfather's from, he grew up in Brooklyn. He was a big Dodger fan, and when they left town, he was fucking bummed. And did not obviously want to keep rooting for them. So then the Mets came along in 68, 69, whatever year they started.
Okay.
And we've all been Mets fans since. So.
All right, cool.
And Jets, for that matter.
All right, nice. Yeah,
we like the underdogs. You know, I think it's an Irish Catholic thing. You got to be miserable. You know, you have to feel guilt and misery at all times. So that's why I root for those teams.
Hey, man, I get it. I'm a Raider fan in San Diego, and the Raiders haven't been good for 20-something years, so it's been brutal.
They should be fun in Vegas, though.
Yeah, eventually. But it's been a rough 20 years since we went to the Super Bowl in 2002.
Rich Gannon, right?
Yeah, Rich Gannon. Oh, that was fun. Well, cool. So let's jump right into it.
Sure,
I'd like
to
get to the questions. First question is, how much money would it – this is always the first question. How much money would it take for you to get in the ring against Mike Tyson?
Okay, can I ask some
questions? Yeah, you can ask questions. Yeah, for sure.
How long do I have to last?
Okay, so here's the only stipulation that I have. You have to attempt to throw one punch.
Okay. And so, Mike Tyson now or Mike Tyson in his prime?
Let's go. I mean, does it really matter?
Good point. I mean, I've seen it in the bag recently. He was fucking throwing haymakers, so it's a good point.
I always love that, though. Okay, let's go prime. How much for his prime?
Man. Will they cover medical? Is this on top of medical bills?
No, you got to pick
a whole thing?
Your numbers in, dude.
All right, so I figure a couple days in the hospital, concussion, broken orbital bone, probably about $100,000, right? So I need more than that.
Okay.
I'd do it for $1 million.
$1 million, okay.
Yeah. To walk away with $900,000 after medical bills and get my face reconstructed?
Okay, cool. Yeah, as long as he doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'd do $1 million.
How much for him now?
Him now? Probably $750,000. He still hits hard, dude. He still hits hard.
He might toy with you and just crack your ribs, too.
And if I got in the ring with him at his prime, it'd be a bigger spectacle than me getting into the ring with him now.
Okay.
You know, I could put it on YouTube, get a little following. I mean, if this fucking jerk, was it Logan Paul, Jake Paul? I forget which one of the Paul brothers gets into rings with these guys.
Yeah.
But if they're getting in the ring and making $100 million a whack, I think that'll draw some eyeballs, get me some exposure.
Yeah. And everybody be like, how much you want to pay to see this guy get knocked
get fucking
out.
Smoked. I mean, he'll punch me out of the ring.
The best part is all the Vegas would be over under on seconds of you getting knocked
out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The question is, am I going to run around the ring to try and beat the over under on that before I turn around and face him?
I know you'd try to cheat the system and
bet on it. Of
course I
would. You know me well enough to know, Josh, I would definitely put a little bit of that prize money on the side, you know, on me beating the over-under on the time I last one, man.
Of course. Yeah. And then somehow he would just knock you out right away.
I would take like 3 weeks of boxing lessons and all it would be defense. Yeah, just don't even touch me on a punch. Just teach me how to dodge these fucking haymakers he's throwing.
You think you could take a punch? You think you could take his punch and be fine with it?
I mean, I'm not going to be fine with
it. Yeah, right.
He's going to break something, my jaw, my nose, my orbital. But I'll live. I'll live, but it's not going to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. We were talking baseball earlier. Let's go into that.
Uh-huh.
This is another fun question I have. How much would it take for you to stand in there against a major league pitcher and take a fastball? He's going to hit you with a fastball.
Oh, like hit me.
He's throwing at you and he's hitting you. How much money would that take? You just got to stand in the box and take it.
Do I get a full cage helmet?
You get a helmet.
Okay.
And that, but that we're not giving you like the arm pad gear and all that. We're
I'm just getting plunked.
Yeah, you're just getting hit. You're taking it.
That's lower because I feel like a major league pitcher would be good about not aiming for my head, knowing that it's amateur hour in the box. I'd probably do that for $50,000.
Okay, $50,000.
Yeah, I mean, look, my dad's hit me a few times, I'm sure.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure I can take a punch from a grown man.
I think it's just the anticipation would be the worst part. Standing in the box.
Where's it going to go?
He misses you on purpose. The first one, you're like, does that count? You're like, nope.
Hopefully I swing and don't make a mockery of myself.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, let's do one that's not so crazy. How much to do a bar mat shot?
What's a bar mat shot?
Okay, so a bar mat shot is at the end of the night. The bartenders, they pour all the drinks, and then all the stuff that falls in that mat. Then they strain it into a shot glass, and then you take that.
Well, considering I did shit like that in college as a pledge for nothing. Now I'd do it for, I'd do it for $1,000 just because there's a chance I might get some sort of bacterial infection from it.
Okay.
Yeah. $1,000.
So
I'm broke, man. I need the fucking money.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I might pay for a bar mat shot if they offer them for 50 cents.
There's a lot of people that say they do it for $50.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, so $1,000 is pretty good.
I'm good about eating stuff, but the idea that the bar mat is gross because like all sorts of other shit's dropping in there. People's hands, coughing, maybe a little bit of puke.
Kahlua. If they put Kahlua in it and then it gets in the shot glass and it curdles.
I said, dude, puke. Yeah. Like, there's a possibility of a little chunk of puke in there.
I mean, hopefully not in the bar mat at a bar.
Like, I mean, the bars I go to, you've seen them going over the chimney sweep. It's all vomit on the bar.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Let's do one more question and then we'll get back into getting a little bit more to know you. How much to go streaking at a football game?
This is
pre-COVID when there were fans and things were going good.
Okay. That's going to be more. I'm going to say 25 on that one. 25
okay.
on that one. Because I'm going to need bail money.
Okay. Night in jail.
And I run the risk of getting banned from the stadium. And depending on what stadium, I want to go back.
Well, we'll pick a shitty stadium that you don't want to go back to.
The Jets.
Yeah, Meadowlands. The Jets.
Yeah, if it's the Jets, I'll do it for $5,000 because no one's watching anyway.
I love it. You're just like, I got to get back to the stadium. Okay, how about this? So how much did you say? Did you say? I don't know.
I said 25 in neutral field, yeah.
That's fair. How much to do it in a pink thong bikini?
Oh, that's even less because I find that to be funnier.
Yeah.
I'd do that for 10.
$10,000?
Yeah.
All right. And then one more. How much to do it at a high school football game?
Are the girls hot? I'm kidding. High school football game? That's got to be more because if they're underage, I might be registered sex offender.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trick there. That one is you're going to have to
that's
be
gotta
on
be
Megan's
six
Law.
Yeah, that's got to be six figures. That I might have to go to 150 or two.
That question is a trap question.
Yeah, I need a couple years off work, so maybe 200 for that.
There you
because
go.
It's going to be hard finding another job.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Okay, so we talked about where you're from. How did you get out to L.A.?
So our mutual friend, Jeff Dye,
had
been lobbying for me to come out here for a couple years, and I was still, getting my legs under me in Boston, doing comedy and stuff. And the job I was working for at the time, that had ended in 2016 because we sold the business. I was part of the management team. I had to go get a buyout package. So I had some time off. My lease was up that next July, 2018. So I stayed in Boston until my lease was up, and then I decided, Jeff finally was like, fuck it, just come out here. So my lease was done. I sold all my shit, bought a Honda Civic, put all my shit in the back, and drove across the country over about a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Which included, an extra night in Texas for a possession of marijuana arrest.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell that story?
Oh,
no.
Sure. I don't care. I mean, I got off. So it's
okay.
If it was still pending, it's fine. But I had my medical marijuana license in Massachusetts for a few years.
Yeah.
And so I was able to buy marijuana from the dispensaries out there. And on the marijuana.
Which is great if you're staying in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Right?
It's excellent. Dude, I mean, you even get like you get a tax break because there's huge marijuana taxes. But if you have a medical license, you don't have to pay those taxes. And if you're not working, they give you like a 10% hardship. So I was getting really high quality weed for a really good price.
But if you're leaving Massachusetts,
the
same.
That's therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of leftover weed in the car. I didn't take it. I stopped buying weed because I was like, let me dwindle down my supplies before I leave, so I'm not carrying so much across the country.
Yeah, smart.
And I had it all in my trunk. Wasn't getting high in the car while I was driving or anything like that. But I was driving through West Texas. I had left Fort Worth. and was on my way to Phoenix.
Let's stress Texas one more time.
Yeah, West Texas especially. I mean, this is, I mean, you know, Dallas is one thing. Fucking West Texas, I mean, it's like the 1600s out there. So in the trunk of my car, I had a bunch of edibles mostly, because those are harder to get, and they were high potency edibles. They were 600 milligram chocolate bars, and I had six of them. So I'm driving across, and I was just following the traffic, but I guess I was speeding. I was over like 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He lights me up, you know, a state trooper lights me up. I pull over. You know, he's going through.
Out-of-town plates.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. I had Massachusetts plates
still. Of course.
And they're not stupid out there. I come to find out later on that they do this a lot with plates from Arizona and Colorado. They stop them all the time because those are the closest states that have legal weed, and they're just trying to catch these kids coming back from college with weed on them. So he pulled me over, writes me the ticket, and then he goes about saying that he said he smelled marijuana in the car. And I said, well, that's not possible because I hadn't smoked in the car. It was a brand new car, and I wasn't stupid like that. I wasn't smoking or driving. He's like, well, we can toss your car and wait for the dog to get here, or you can tell me if you have weed in the car. I was like, yeah, I got weed in the trunk in my baggage. He's like, you want to point it out? I'm like, sure. So I get out, show him the bag. Yeah, he proceeds to tell me, like, all right, this is like a class B state felony, right? But then he looks at the packaging, and because it's issued from the state of Massachusetts, it lists my name,
okay,
and the amount of weed that's in it, how many milligrams. So he adds up all the milligrams. Because they're high potency bars, and once you have a certain amount of milligrams, they treat it like a fucking major, like I'm Pablo Escobar. So it jumped from like a class B state felony to a fucking to a second degree felony, which there's only one higher, third degree, and that's murder.
How stressful.
I know. And so technically, I was facing 2 to 20 years. Technically, obviously, I had no priors or whatever, and I was compliant with the cop. They took me down and booked me, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I got this issued from a doctor, a legitimate doctor, because in Massachusetts, it's not like here in California where you get a fucking chiropractor or a Reiki healer.
You don't need anybody now, but before, especially
Massachusetts. Massachusetts is very known as a blue state, but the governor's Republican. It's very conservative, Irish Catholic bullshit. So you have to get like a real doctor to sign off on this stuff. It's like, I had the doctor's note. I have a license that like an official license. He's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm like, oh my god. So they hauled me in. I got bailed out. Thankfully, somehow there was still a judge on a bench to issue my bail so I could post it before I left. I got out, and it dragged on for a year.
Ugh.
And then it dragged on into the pandemic. And they were talking about giving me probation, having me come back once a month to check in with the probation officer. Finally, the DA in Abilene, Texas, where this happened, was pushing to have it go all the way. You know, because he or she was just had a hard-on to try and get a prosecution going.
Yeah.
It came to a head last July. Judge saw it. He's like, you haven't come back from California. He's like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We can't handle the criminals we have here already. And the judge threw it out of court.
Oh, so you got a little lucky with the pandemic.
The pandemic helped, but I think ultimately I would have got out of it anyway in one form or other. But the pandemic definitely helped.
Huge money grab though for them.
Oh, dude, it cost me between legal fees and court costs. It cost me, probably like $7,000 or $8,000.
That's why they do that.
Yeah, it was a complete money grab from someone out of town. That was my first offer to them. I said, listen, I'll pay whatever fine you want. Pick a number. I'm not coming back. And they're like, no. Finally, we worked it out to a number, and they got what they wanted, and I fucking got off of it. And apparently, I can get, because I got thrown out of court, I can even have the arrest expunged. Although, I guess if you search hard enough now, you can find a mugshot of me in Texas.
Oh, that's funny. How was the mugshot? Was it good or bad?
I look pretty badass in it.
Badass?
I'm pretty happy with the mugshot. I'm going to post it on my Instagram once I get the arrest expunged, but it's a pretty good looking photo.
Oh, that's funny. All right. How about this one? How much, have you ever shaved your head? How much to shave your head?
That wouldn't cost much.
Okay.
Like down to a razor blade shave.
Let's go Bic it.
That I'd probably do for $500 because my hair grows back quick.
Okay.
I've had buzz cuts before and I look like a fucking, more like a state trooper than I do now.
Okay. But I can see that.
Because my hair grows back so fast, I could, within 6 weeks, I'd look like this again. So
all right.
I'd be happy with $500 on that.
All right. How much to shave your eyebrows then?
Oh, shit. Way more. I got thick, bushy eyebrows. I would look fucking bizarre.
You do. You know what's funny is I notice everybody's eyebrows now because I don't really have any.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's an ongoing joke. You
don't have it. Did you always not have any eyebrows, Josh?
Not really. They were light. They were like blonde and lighter.
I was going to say, when your hair was, when you were younger, was your hair darker so you could see your eyebrows?
My hair was blonde, always. It went from blonde to gray.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
Dude, you should stencil them on like a Mexican chick, dude. You know how they do it?
I've been told that, yeah. Or thread them, or everybody's told me everything I could do with them. So I wouldn't shave my eyebrows because I don't think they would ever grow back. But how much for you? What do you think?
I'd do that for about $5,000.
I'm just picturing you without
it
eyebrows.
It would be bad. Okay. I think it would be, you have to pay me 10 to do just one. Five for two, 10 for one.
Okay, how about this? How much to shave your eyebrows and then let one of your friends draw them on for a month?
Oh, fuck. It totally depends on the friend. I mean, if I had you do it, it'd be bad. If I had Jeff do it, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, well, let's say Jeff. How much to have Jeff draw your eyebrows in for a month?
Oh, my God. $25,000. Because, I mean, because he would make me look like some fucking Star Wars character or some
100%.
Shit. Yeah, I would look fucking ridiculous.
You're like, why? You can't draw a swastika for my eyebrows,
but if my brother
Jeff.
Was drawing him on, he'd try to make him look decent. You know, like, yeah. But Jeff would be like, oh, yeah, we're going horrible with this.
We're
going
to make you
look
I'm
drawing
as bad
two dicks
possible.
For his eyebrows. That's what I...
You just have two penises. Like, that's not eyebrows, bro. You can't do that. Oh, man, that one's funny. All right, so that one, that's a little bit of a steep price, but maybe we can get that to happen. How about this one? How much to post Trump 2024 on your Facebook page or Instagram, like a post of it, and then not say anything or do anything for 24 hours?
Oh, man. My followers are hard fought for over the last year.
I know.
I would lose at least a third of them, I'd have to say.
I think, yeah, that would be pretty.
Fuck, man. That would be expensive. That'd be I would do for, 50.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to think about it. It's not like you're just, I mean, in this business, if you posted that, I mean, you're going to lose some work.
Especially out here in L.A. I'd be
in
fucking
LA,
toast, yeah.
And then your followers, I mean, you don't have 24 hours. They're not going to wait, sit around and go, wait, maybe he's kidding for 24 hours.
Yeah, some of them will let it slide. The other ones would be like, what the fuck's going on? And I have a lot of women following me, and they don't like that.
Okay. Yeah. And let's talk about following you on what? Because you got on your Instagram.
Instagram. That's the one I focus on. The rest of them are kind of just noise in my book.
And then what's the Instagram?
It's at Randy Valerio, RandyValerio.
Okay, and it's very funny.
Thank you.
Do you want to explain what you do on there?
Sure, man.
It's all jokes, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not your stand-up, right?
No. I mean, there's a couple of things in there that I developed into bigger bits, but most of it's kind of just whatever's going on during the day. So the way it came about,
is it unfair for me to say memes, or is it memes?
I guess people refer to them as memes. Essentially, it's just me responding to other people's ridiculous tweets with a more ridiculous fucking tweet behind it.
Yeah.
That's the majority of it. So essentially,
would you say it's edgy?
Oh, very. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm always just a fucking, mouse's ball hair away from being thrown off Instagram.
Yeah.
So
cancel central.
Yeah,
basically.
I've been banned twice and shadow banned once for a long time. So like I'm still not on the explore page because of my behavior. That's what's funny about it. Some people take like if you don't like a joke on the internet, don't you just go to the next? Like I don't get the people who complain about a joke on the internet.
Oh, no, there's people that will just light you up just for whatever, just because they don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but who takes the time? Like, if I don't like a joke, I just scroll past it.
That's what I do, too.
Like, you just change a channel. It's a pretty easy solution.
I mean, it seems honest. Like, you're like, oh, I don't like what he writes. Well, then just don't follow him. It seems that simple, but instead, their job is... in their mind, is I'm going to complain about them, and then maybe they'll get rid of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of hall monitors out there in the world now. It's pretty fucking gross.
But, well, I've always stated, like, the reason people get so offended is because when they get offended, they make the issue about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what people are trying to do. They're like, oh, look at me. I'm pissed off.
They're turning the spotlight from the joke to themselves in a weird way.
Where it's just like, hey, just change it. And if all of a sudden nobody follows your page, then you don't have a page anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like any other. It's like any audience. Like if you keep telling a joke that no one laughs at, you're gonna stop fucking telling it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to stand up there and bomb. You know, you don't need to. You don't need to end your career because you didn't like the joke. Just don't laugh at it, and it'll never be told again.
Well, let's just use the Seinfeld guy as example. Richards.
Yeah, Michael Richards.
Michael Richards. If people would have gone to his shows after he did that, then he could have kept doing it. But nobody went to his shows,
yeah,
so
no
then
one
he realized that. That behavior was unacceptable.
Yeah, it's pretty meritocratic in that way. If most people like it, then you should keep doing it. You know, if most people don't like it, then you will stop doing it. Because bombing is the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been rejected by girls and cheated on, and fucking and bombing still feels worse.
Yeah.
You know?
But I will say the internet's kind of lame because people don't have to put their face to it, and they can complain and do that, but they don't have any accountability on their side.
Yeah, the anonymity of it gives people a false sense of confidence. Like people, like dude, I've gotten fucked up DMs about shit that I said on the internet. It's like you would never say that to my face because I'd slap the shit out of you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like people take real liberties, and that's something I feel like people are missing out. Like are missing out on this day and age, especially younger people. Like the all character building. moment of getting punched in the face for saying something stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's no risk of actual consequence. Yeah. So people can just behave like any kind of animal they want to.
Yeah. Have you like read the YouTube comments on every video, even if it's the best video ever? They're still just so mean. And you're
YouTube's
like,
the worst. YouTube comments might be the worst.
Like, I think they should have to come up and read them in person to that person they did it and then see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It would help too, like I said, the anonymity part. Like if you had to have like, if everyone had to have verified accounts, like this is who's saying this, people would be a lot less likely to start taking shots.
Yeah.
You know? Because all the jokes I make, I put my fucking pictures right there. You know, my picture, my full name's right there. So I'm owning the joke.
They know what
but
you're
But the people
getting
complaining
into.
aren't owning their fucking complaint.
Yep. So. I hate it too, man.
Yeah.
Side note, how much would it take to you put a dog collar on one of those shock collars and shock you twice?
I don't know, two beers.
Two beers. All right. That one was doable. Let's put notes next to that one. I got my notes here. So the goal is eventually when this podcast gets big enough, we get fans, we start raising some of the money. So you have to do this shit.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That's the goal. So let's go with this one. I have a feeling you won't be able to do this, but how much to go silent for a month?
Oh, man. I went silent. I did a silent retreat for a meditation retreat once for 2 days.
Oh, shit. 2 days.
Yeah, and that was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. The question is, do I have to, like, be living my normal life, or can I, like, shelter in place kind of thing?
You can do either one, whatever gets you through it.
A month?
What would be easier to get through it?
I mean, not having to do my podcast, not having to do stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, I'd have to sort of lock myself in.
Yeah, you've got the work aspect of it.
Yeah. So that I'd do that for, like, 10 grand.
Okay.
Yeah. I can do that for 10 grand. Go silent for a month.
All right, let's ask this one. How much to wear two arm casts for a month?
Oh, my God, dude.
You just look like this. Just, what's up?
Who's going to beat me off?
That you got to find somebody for that. You got to have good friends. I don't know if you're going to find any good friends to beat you off, but you're going to, I mean, some of the other things they might do for you, but I don't know about beat you off.
For 2 months.
No, a month.
A month. That'd probably be the same 10, because then you're useless for a month.
So for 20 grand.
Just like not talking. No, for you said for.
I know, but for 20 grand, we could get you to not say a word and have two arm casts for a month.
Yeah, that's doable.
How are you going to text that you need your ass wiped?
I know, I'm going to have to get a bidet.
I just love picturing just somebody on the couch like this, normal and fine, but they can't do anything. I just love that idea.
The image.
Yep. All right. Okay, this is one of my favorites. How much to get slapped by one of those slap boxers on TV?
Oh, shit, dude.
You know those big, like, dudes from Belarus?
Yeah.
Where the guy just holds onto the bar and just takes it?
Yeah, I mean, I saw one guy, like, bleeding from his ear and pass out after getting hit one time. Oh, man, he smacked the fucking sweat off him. That's got to be less than, obviously, way less than Mike. But that'll also probably be about I'll say 15 grand.
15 grand to get slapped.
To get slapped.
Okay. You let Jeff do it for cheaper.
I know, right? Good point.
He
slapped me a few times.
He slapped me a couple times. I want to murder him when he
I've had
it.
Women slap me a lot. So
okay.
So that's why I think I could take it, but those guys are so fucking big. I feel like I would need a mouth guard. You know, I don't want to lose any teeth over.
No, you'll get a mouth guard. You see those guys, they just like, and then they just go numb. Like they get knocked out.
Yeah.
It's insane. Let's go back to some comedy. How long have you been doing comedy?
It'll be 5 years in September.
Okay, cool. And then you did it for how long in Boston?
About 2.5 years. So, it'd be 2.5 out there, 2.5 out here.
Okay, so you did 2.5 years out there, and then you moved to LA and started doing shows, and then toured with Jeff a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the best show you've ever done?
Oh, man.
This might be a hard one.
The best show I've ever done. I mean, so I've yet to do a theater. I've had some friends who are like open for guys at theaters, which is incredible. I'd love to do that someday. But I would say personally for me, the last time I was at Gotham Comedy Club.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's sort of a home club.
Yeah,
that's
great.
It's also the first place I went on the road with Jeff. They passed me after that last time I was there.
Nice.
Which was great. So it's probably that one. But, I mean, there's other great cities. I mean, like, I love Phoenix. Love Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay.
But I'd still have to say Gotham.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you had a terrible bomb?
Oh my God. I've had
dozens. Can you picture a couple or what are a
couple
of bad ones?
So my first year, I probably bombed pretty solidly for the whole fucking time.
Okay.
I'd have to say. But the worst bomb.
Were you aware of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then something, you know, every now and then I get a laugh on a joke, but the rest of the set would be shit. So okay. I'm like, all right, well, that one stays. The rest of this is garbage. You know, like sort of, nice. Just, sort of trial and error. But the worst bomb I ever took was at a place called the Middle East in Boston. It's a bar that runs an open mic.
It just doesn't seem like it fits there at all.
Yeah, it's in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's a little bit woke, too. A little, you know, can be a little uptight at times. It goes from like 9 p.m. to like fucking 3 in the morning. There's, you know, 50 comics on the list. You sign up and you wait. And it was probably, I was probably about 3-4 months into doing it. And I had this bit that actually works now, but it was the first time I did it where I'm talking about my father being from the Dominican Republic and I'm mocking some of the ridiculous advice he gave me because he was, you know, an ignorant peasant farmer. He didn't, you know, he wasn't formally educated at all. You know, as I like to say, he's illiterate in two languages, which is true. He's in English and Spanish.
Well, that's funny.
He can speak them. He can't write or read them. But I was making, you know, making comments, you know, about what it was like being raised by him. And the crowd, there was like 20 people there at like 11 o'clock and they were like hissing at me. And then I got angry at them and started lecturing them like, you guys can't be upset with me. Because
I felt like they were my dad.
Yeah, they were getting annoyed about me talking about a Dominican man when he's just my father. So the bomb, what I remember most about it was after I got done scolding the crowd, which you're never going to come back from.
Never.
Yeah. I'm into my next bit, you know, go hit the punchline and I hear, it was so quiet. I could hear someone put their glass down.
Oh no!
And the sound of their glass hitting the table was a knife through my heart.
Yeah.
I was, that one hung with me for days.
Yeah, people don't realize bombing for a comic is a little different. It's because it's just a silence.
Yeah.
Like you hear silence and you hear certain things. You hear a crack of a beer open. You hear just.
Yeah.
It's not it's not like people are yelling or booing.
Yeah.
It's just,
booing would be something I could work with.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, silence. You silence. Can't, you got nothing. You got nothing.
They're just like, they hate you and you could feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a hard bit to come from because people don't realize, like, it's your dad and you're going to make it funny. They're just like, oh, why is
it
being
also,
mean?
Yeah. And also, I look a lot more Anglo than my father. I have straight hair and green eyes, and you know, and my whole demeanor is not like that. You know, I'm up there wearing a fucking Patagonia hat. They think I'm some sort of fucking
preppy
kid.
It's not believable.
Yeah, it wasn't believable to them. Yeah. So it was a really tough sell. But
yeah, I got you. Okay, so that was we got. Have you had any crazy shows? Anything crazy happened?
I've been really lucky about that. In the, I've mentioned it to Jeff and other friends. I haven't had like too many problems with hecklers or anything like that.
Okay.
And Jeff's always like, yeah, who's going to fucking bother you? Who's going to bother you?
Yeah.
So I tend to just talk over them. But I've had some crazy nights after the show, but the shows themselves have gone pretty well, thank God. And it's a testament to just the people that come out and the places I've been. I mean, I've been lucky where I haven't had to do, I've done plenty of hell gigs, but not as many as you think. Probably the weirdest one I ever had to do recently. During the pandemic, I did a rave out in Palm Desert.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was like an illegal, it was an illegal rave. And
amazing time, terrible for comedy.
Yeah, it paid, and it seemed like a cool thing, but they put the fucking comedy, it was like, they put the comedy tent like right next to the dance floor. And they're like, oh, sorry, we usually don't put it there. And I'm like, but we're going to go ahead with it anyway. And I'm like, all right. So I just played to literally the first row, and everyone else can go fuck themselves. So no one else can hear me.
Yeah.
So that was definitely weird having to drive back in the middle of the night. And it was just also weird that like there was like 3,000 people in the middle of the desert and there was like I was like, if the cops come, what do we do? Like what I don't know where I'm going. Like, you know. And literally they had to give me like latitude and longitudinal coordinates to find the place.
Oh, that's funny.
There was no address. So I'm like just like driving in the desert at dusk. I'm like, I hope I find this place.
That's
or else
funny.
I'm sleeping in my car. Like I don't know what I was gonna do.
That's funny. I did a rave, but I got too high, and then I couldn't really perform. It was a very bad job.
Oh, dude. Thankfully, I mean, they were all from Umali and Whippets, like it was high school. And I'm, and I'm like, you know, I got to do this show, and I'm trying to drive back to L.A. No thanks.
Yeah, no, that's not good. The reason I asked for weird shows, I did one show where it was at a bar show. We were supposed to start it at 8 o'clock, and the Lakers were in the championship.
Mm.
And they said, we'll wait. And then we waited till like 8:30 and they were still in it. And it was the fourth quarter. And then finally they go, all right, we're going to start the show anyway. And some dude took his beer and because they turned the Laker game off.
Oh, no.
In the finals.
Oh, no.
Some guy took his beer, threw it through a TV. And then they were like, all right, let's do comedy. I was just like, we can't bounce back from that.
No
There's
way.
No way.
That's one thing in Boston because, you know, we would have those open mics where they'd have the game on or they'd be just like, Boston was famous for this, just a surprise show, like at a bar or restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just,
all surprise
of a sudden,
comedy
they
that you don't
up,
want.
They just set up for a show.
Yep.
But during any. It wouldn't have to be a fucking playoff game. It'd be a regular. It'd be like you know, game 100 of the Red Sox. They weren't turning. They just mute the TV. So then you have to like go to the trouble of like trying to get people to focus on you instead of the TV. Yeah. So that happened all the time. So they knew better than to shut the game off, because you're right. If in Boston they cut the Bruins game off, like a Bruin playoff game, it'd be a fucking riot. It would be mayhem in the bar.
One time I was in Huntington Beach doing a show, and the Kings were playing in the playoffs, and I'm in the middle, and like I don't want to be there, but I'm doing the show, and some guy just turns around and he goes, "Can you shut the fuck up so we can watch the Kings play?" I was just like, man, I wish. I don't know why we're doing this either, dude. Like, I have no idea why we're doing this. It's just, like you said, it's surprise comedy.
You throw it on them.
It's Taco Tuesday, and here's comedy. You're like, what are we doing? What are we doing? All right, a couple more questions.
Let's do it.
How much to go down one of those Olympic ski jumps?
With skis?
With skis. You know the big ones where they go down and fucking...
I mean, look, I thought I was cool with heights and shit.
Yeah.
But the older I get, I'm like, all right, wait a minute. Yeah, there's a certain amount. It's like, I don't need enough of this shit. That would have to be a lot. I would need... Do I get any training?
Because
you have to stick the landing.
I mean, you could train on your own.
I'm going to break every bone in my body.
I mean, that's a possibility.
That's going to cost a couple hundred grand for me.
Or you land it like a champion.
Well, you know what they do have, Josh? You know how those guys train in the summer? They actually go...
We're not putting a plastic foam pit out for
you. No, they don't
have
a foam pit. No, in the summer, this is how those Olympians actually train. They have the same sort of slope, except they have a track where they put the skis on and running water. So when you launch yourself, you land into a pool of water.
Okay, so Randy, do you think I'm going to be like, how much to go off the Olympic ski jump and just land into some water? You think that's
still scary? Dude, those guys fly for like a mile before they hit water or ground.
Bro, but the point is that you might kill yourself. Yeah, and I don't have to pay.
Yeah,
you.
It's going
to
be a couple hundred. Yeah, I'd say 200 to go down that thing raw.
How much?
Because I fucked myself up skiing before. Have you been skiing? It hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
How much to land on a bunch of pillows? okay, how about this one? How much to drop in on a half pipe?
How tall?
Regular half pipe, like the Tony Hawk half pipe.
So
you just got to drop in once.
I'd try that for $2,000.
Okay, $2,000.
If I have the regular, the knee pads, the helmet, and the elbow pads.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess.
The basic safety equipment.
Yeah, we got to get you that.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just straight trip to the hospital.
I'm like, no pads.
Yeah, how much to bare knuckle fight Mike Tyson? Yeah, all right.
It's like, how much to get him killed so we never have to pay up?
Yeah, why don't you ask me how much to be shot in the face?
We got to sign a beneficiary. all right, how much to run a marathon?
Oh, my God, I fucking hate running. Oh, my God, do I hate running. I would do it, though, for $8,000.
$8,000?
$8,000. Because
how do you get that number?
Well, I was thinking, you know, what, like, you know, I was first thinking, like, not $100 a mile, maybe $300 a mile. So that gets to, you know, 7 times 3, 7,500, 26 miles, $8,000.
I love how you mathematically figure that shit
out. Well, because I'd have to train for it. Look, and the only reason I would do it even for that is because, one, I hate running, but it's like, all right, I would at least get in incredible shape. You know, so I have a fringe benefit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Josh, I hate running more than most people. Like, I bet you can get fucking, you know, Chase, who's overweight now, to agree to that for $300. Yeah.
I don't know why you had to take a shot at Chase that's not here to defend himself.
No, or yeah, exactly. Or Jeff, or any of our other friends who are like, oh, you know, I don't have a problem. I just hate running.
Yeah, like I don't like it either.
Now, if you ask me, like, how much do, like, you know, like the Pan Mass Challenge, which is like a 180-mile bike race, that I would do for cheaper, even though it's more mileage, but I like cycling. So, like,
okay,
you know, running is one of my least favorite forms of exercise in the world.
All right, let's go. We got a couple more. How much to ride a bull for 8 seconds? Now, I'm not saying you're going to make it to 8 seconds, but I'm talking like the rodeo bulls.
Like the serious bulls?
Yeah.
Fuck, those are dangerous.
Could you imagine just getting into that cage where it's
fucking
just,
boom? Yeah. And this
tying their wrist up.
Well, and you hear them like just like whip their head and the horn hits the fucking metal. Wham! It's like, oh shit. Like, just.
Oh man, what do you think?
I feel like that would be fun though, in a weird way. I would try that for 5.
5K? Okay.
I'd get on a bull for 5.
I like that,
but you better have some fucking rodeo clowns in there, because I like if I get tossed, I need some guys wrangling that goddamn bull.
Okay, since you talk rodeo clowns, how much to be a rodeo clown?
That's more. Those guys' jobs are even more dangerous. Those guys are fucking insane. I'd have to double it. I have to do ten grand
to do a rodeo clown.
Well, yeah, because you have to you're trying to get hit. Yeah. You know, like that's your job is to try to lure the bull away from the actual rider.
That's insane.
Way more dangerous.
Yeah. All right. Couple more questions and we're all finished up. How much to get a bikini wax? Brazilian bikini wax.
My asshole included?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's not always of course.
Oh, well, it's definitely of course on this one.
Okay. Oh, man, my asshole is going to be a tough one. Oof. I would do that for $1,200.
$1,200, and I think we're going to have to pay the poor lady $1,200 too.
Oh, my.
just going to be like, oh, come on, no way.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm more worried about, like, does it pull ball skin off? Like, how does it? Because I feel like that ball skin's so sensitive.
I don't think we can ask any girls that question.
Yeah, well, listen, it's 2021. You might be able to ask a girl that question.
You're right.
But, like, it's such delicate chicken skin. Like, I feel like if they put too much wax, they'll rip off a section of my ball skin and my ball might be exposed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anatomy that well, but I feel like that skin's thin enough that if you take off the top layer, you're seeing nut. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be peaceful.
No. Have you ever gotten anything waxed?
No.
Really?
No way.
Even your eyebrows?
No eyebrows. Dick. All right, how much this to sleep in a dumpster for 12 hours in Hollywood?
Oh, my God. 12 hours in Hollywood.
Used to be 24.
Why'd you change it?
Because people couldn't do 24 hours.
24 hours. 12 hours. So overnight in a dumpster. I could do that for $2,000.
$2,000?
I could do that for $2,000.
I like it. We're getting...
Because I could defend my... the one thing I'm... obviously, it's disgusting, but I'll just take it, you know, fucking an acid bath afterward. But you have to worry about, like, what kind of... Because if you're sleeping in a dumpster, especially in Hollywood, I mean, there's, what, 60,000 homeless people down there? Literally, yeah. 60,000 people.
You might take somebody's territory. You have to fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking knife fight in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I would want more money.
Have you seen what they're doing now in Venice? They're just lighting each other's tents on fire?
No.
Like in domestic disputes and Skid Row?
No, that's miserable.
Could you imagine that? Especially those neoprene tents. I mean, they're plastic. Those things light up like a fucking Roman candle.
So mean.
Yeah, just to burn a homeless people's only possession. They're you know, 10-year-old Eddie Bauer tent, just lighting it on fire.
That's so mean.
Sad.
All right, this is the last question. It always is the last question. How much to go skydiving? You said you didn't like heights, so this might be a little bit more.
Yeah. This, I'll say $7,500.
$7,500?
Yeah. Because, I want to learn how to fly the plane or fly a helicopter. I don't need to be jumping out of it. Like, I take enough risks in my own personal life that jumping out of a plane, it's like, oh, it's safe. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I also don't want to be terrified. And then at the end of me being terrified, find out the chute doesn't open. And then I'm terrified and I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to wait for however many seconds it is from 30 seconds or more, when you realize the chute doesn't open, so you're like, oh my God, I'm plummeting to my death. And that entire time you're like, why did I do this?
Well, don't they say you die of shock anyway? That's the rumor that makes us feel better, I think.
I don't think anyone's ever lived to tell the story.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Like, if you're
falling. Because they died of shock.
Yeah. And just regretting your whole way down, like, I didn't need to do this.
Yeah.
This is totally self-inflicted.
That's funny. Would bungee jumping be the same amount or higher?
It would be the same amount because I think bungee jumping is actually just as dangerous. I've read 1,000 stories where guys and gals will jump and then be like, oh, we didn't take your weight into account, so the cord stretched an extra 30 feet and they hit the ground. It's like, what the f-?
Yeah.
You know, and you're just trusting, like, because, I mean, this place here in the States to do it, but like, you go to, like, New Zealand where it's, like, super popular. A lot of people go down to Mexico. Or it's like, do you think they're, like, doing fucking engineering equations to make sure you're not hitting the fucking the river bottom when you jump off the bridge?
You sign a waiver.
Yeah, exactly. They just throw you off the fucking end of it.
Nope.
And you go up and down a few times. Skydiving is just down once. With the bungee thing, it's like, fuck, you're like, you know, you're happy you didn't hit the water, but then you're like also having that sinking feeling of like 8 more times.
I think once you do the first one, though, the rest of it's just like easy.
I don't know. I don't know. I also don't know what it's like to get pulled up from that. You know, like how scary is it like once you're done fucking bouncing like an asshole, like a yo-yo, like are you just there like and they have to like reel you up? Like, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to get $7,500 and you can tell us what it's like. That's a lot of money, though. I don't know what we.
Yeah, dude, I'm not cheap for shit like that.
No.
Now things eating stuff, I'll eat lots. Like I said, I'll do that shot of the fucking the mat shot, the bar mat shot for nothing.
Okay, how much to eat a ghost pepper then?
I'll do that for $500.
$500.
Yeah.
All right. How much to do the hot ones challenge?
Yeah.
How much to just do that at home?
It's probably the same because I like
$500.
Yeah.
If we raise $500, we can get you to do that challenge.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. All right, last question, back to skydiving. How much to go skydiving?
Yeah.
There's 4 parachutes, but 3 are packed.
Oh, no. And I have to choose?
You got to choose.
That's probably less, you know, because if I know it's over, it's over. All my worries go
but
away.
But you don't know which one's not going to open.
Yeah, I mean, I might be searching for that one at this point, Josh. You know what I'm saying? You know, times are tough.
That's what this question. I got is
a
lot really... of
yeah. Do you want to? How bad do you want to die?
This question is just a wellness check to see how you're doing, and not so good, obviously.
Yeah, that'll do five.
Oh, that's funny. You're like, I'm gonna do the one that I have a chance to die. Way less money. That's great, man. Well, thank you, dude. Anything you want to plug? Your Instagram, social media, shows?
Follow me on Instagram, at Randy Valero, RandyValerio. I post there every day, like Josh said. It's mostly jokes, clips from my podcast, and shows that I have coming up. Every Wednesday here in L.A., I'm at least until Labor Day, we're running a show over at the top of the Hotel Wilshire on the rooftop.
Cool.
For Stand Up New York called All the Way Up Comedy. That's every Wednesday in L.A., Hotel Wilshire. On Wilshire Boulevard. Come check that out. And then depending on when this comes out, the next place I'll be opening up for Jeff Dye Thursday and Friday night in Portland. And then this coming Saturday and Sunday, I will be in Boise for the Boise, Idaho Comedy Festival.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. And then check out his Instagram. It's really funny. And thank you for doing this, brother. I appreciate it. I hope that was the fun.
Oh, it's a great time. Thank you so much. All right. I appreciate it, buddy.
Come on, man. Thank you.
All right.